It seems to me there are two kinds of kids walking in this building. Stoop kids, corner kids.
Excuse me?
No, stoop kids. They're the ones that stay on the front steps when the parents tell them. The others go down to the corners.
Thank you for tuning in to the Stoop Kids Podcast. You're kicking it with Kai.
It's your boy, Ralphie.
And as you can tell by now, by the, you know, dimmering silence, that we are down one. So, in lieu of Greg's absence, we will be doing, and another thing, it's been a very long time since we've done one of these.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, since we've done one of these episodes where basically we just, you know, we find one central point and we just talk about it or, you know, just shoot the shit generally. So, let me get to the big point, which we will get into in detail later, but House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, back, bigger than ever, smashing records, but we'll get to that. Both me and you, we've watched a couple movies here and there, so before we get into House of the Dragon, we're just going to talk about what we watched, because at the end of the day, this is always a movie podcast, and I think, you know, sometimes we go weeks without talking about, you know, movies, you know what I mean, so... we know that a lot of things have come out in theaters, you know, things have hit streaming finally, so we can finally get, you know, to talking about some of those things. Some things that I've seen that you haven't seen, some things that you've seen that I haven't seen. So, do you want to get started, or do you want me to get started?
I want to get started, but just firstly.
Yeah.
How was your week, man? How's everything
going? Oh, yeah, damn. See, and another, like, I'm so used to shooting the shit. My week was good. My week was cool. I went to Splish Splash over the weekend, so that was fun.
So... You know, but I want to know.
You don't like Swiss Flash.
That's not true. That's cap. I do like Swiss Flash.
I thought you didn't like Swiss Flash.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. One time we was chilling and I was like, yo, I want to go to Swiss Flash.
No, I don't like Swiss the Flash. Beach.
Oh, you don't like the beach.
I don't like the beach. I'm not a fan. Well, New York beaches anyway.
I'm sure. I think you were away anyway.
I was away.
Come on. Friday? You were away on Friday.
I was, I wouldn't be able to go.
You wasn't going.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That is correct. I wouldn't have been able to go.
Next summer, though, I got you.
Appreciate that, man. I mean, we still have the summer to go. It was a hot day today.
Not going to Splish Splash.
Why not?
Right now?
No, they not today.
They close at 5.
No, not today. Oh. I'm just saying in general.
Once a summer is enough for me.
Alright, so...
Once a summer is enough.
Just fuck me then, I guess.
Next summer, I just told you, I got you. No. We're going to go to Six Flags, though.
This year?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Are we?
Yeah.
Alright.
That's nothing. What's a little trip to Jackson, Jersey?
That's a trip for you now. That's a trip and a half.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're the halfway point.
I'm not the halfway point.
You don't know what's close to the halfway point.
Far from the halfway point.
It's like, nah.
That shit is far.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Well, how was your weekend?
I don't care about. The week was good. I was actually, I went to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Venice with my parents. That was a very, very good trip. It was my second time in Rome. It's a beautiful city, man. I recommend everyone to go.
I've heard.
Food is good. It's just a really, like, historic... And it's like... It's very different from New York City. Like, it's an old, old ass city. Like, New York City's probably maybe, I don't know, at least its current iteration, maybe like a century and a half old.
Yeah. I was going to say like Manhattan's old, but.
Right. But I'm talking about the current iteration of like the skyscraper.
Yeah. You haven't seen anything like relatively like new about this. Like, the city's architecture hasn't really changed. I got you.
Correct. But Rome, on the other hand, is old as you can get.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful city, man.
Like, you still see remnants of ancient times. Like, yeah.
And then Venice is, like, even older.
Mm.
You know, and it's just weird. Like, there's no cars in that town at all. It's just straight.
Vespas.
Not really. You just walk everywhere. Or you take a water taxi.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because everything is on
the water. Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, you take a gondola.
Right.
So it's really cool, and you got to see, like, I remember, like, one of your favorite movies, Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
The last sequence takes place in Venice.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, man. That's a great city. And the food is phenomenal. Long trip, but overall, solid, and it was a good time.
Nice, man.
And on that trip, I was able to watch a bunch of movies, because I had plenty of time to kill.
Yes.
And, you know, I think the flight over there took, like, 7.5 hours, so I'm like, damn, what am I going to do to...
Watch some movies, man.
You know, take time off this thing. And I was like, watch a movie. And I was scrolling through because Delta has... I don't know if you've ever flown Delta before, or at least like...
Just JetBlue. And
JetBlue too, I guess too. But Delta has a shit ton of movies.
Mm.
Like a lot, a lot,
You know who doesn't have a lot of movies? United. They suck balls.
Do they have a screen though? They have a TV?
Some do and some don't. So when I went to DR, they had a screen going there, mm-hmm. but they didn't have one coming back.
I can't say I've ever flown United. Like, I'm really trying to think about it.
You're not missing anything.
I'm not?
It's terrible.
Is it that
it's
bad?
It's horrible. Yeah. It's hood.
Oh, really? No, because I'm going to Europe next month. And I think the trip over there is United.
Transfer.
I'll make it work for 8 hours, man.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's how long the trip is, bro. It is what it is.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, the first movie that I did select was one that I've actually been wanting to watch for a while. And it was in theaters and I kind of wanted to watch it, but I just didn't get around to it. And that is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very much talked about.
Yeah, man. No, it's a good movie, too. It's starring Michelle Yeoh, Stephen Hsu. I'm butchering these
names. Is that the kid that played Short Round growing up?
No, that would be... Hold on. That would be Ki Hui Kwan.
Okay.
That played Short Round. And he does a phenomenal job in this movie. Okay. And then Jamie Lee Curtis, I also want to mention as well, is in this movie. And actually plays a bigger part than I realized.
Okay.
Because like, in the commercial, I just thought it was like a one-off cameo. And like, she's in the whole movie for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is. So it's basically like those four. But yo... Oh, and it's directed by Daniel Kwan. Don't want to forget that because direction... Oh, excuse me. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheiner. I definitely ruined that name. I apologize, sir.
It happens.
Yeah, no, it's directed by two people. And I just wanted to give them their praise because they did a fantastic job with this movie. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much their love child, I guess. They've been writing this movie for like the last 15 years. And like we were discussing earlier, they wanted to do this movie prior to Into the Spider-Verse. Mm, like, because this is a multiversal concept that they kind of thought about before it even got popular with the Spider-Man movie.
Right.
Which I thought would have been... But I also think that this movie benefited from that because now audiences are... Like, it's more... You're used to it now. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen it before in a sense that, like, it's not such a mind-boggling thing.
I think we're kind of, like, in the year of the multiverse now. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like... How, like, time travel definitely had its time.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time, you know, and then you had, like, Westerns and, like those subgenres of movies mm-hmm. like, that follow that premise. I think now we're into the multiverse. The idea of, like, running into alternate versions of yourselves and stuff like that. So,
yeah. And it's commonplace now. So now we're not going to look at it and be like, what are they talking about? Like, exactly. We get it now. But, yeah, anyway, the star of this movie, Michelle Yeoh. Phenomenal. So fun. Like, this movie's actually really funny. Mm. And I want to say the first 20 minutes, first 30 minutes of this movie, super well-paced. It moves quick. The dialogue is quippy. It's fun. It's funny. And they really explain the multiversal thing in it within this first half hour. And it makes sense. Like it's not such a foreign concept anymore. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And, but, yo, it's funny. It's so well-written. I know Michelle Yeoh is a star, and she does steal the movie, but, like, Ki Hui Kwan. Mm-hmm. I I'm probably butchering this thing. I don't know. But that's Short Round for all of you that will get it. Or what does he play in the Goonies?
I forget. I just know Short Round.
The movie sucks anyway.
So you gotta stop doing
that. Goonies blows.
Bro. It doesn't blow.
It does.
You're the only person with that opinion.
That's fair. That's fine. I'm okay with that. My opinion is correct. but nah, he's so good in this movie. Because, of course, like, most of the characters, he plays, like, different versions of himself. But he able to go into, in and out of his characters are, like, absolutely amazing, and he's good. He's really good in this movie.
Yeah.
I hope he's in more stuff after this, because he retired for a long time. Because he does have a very high-pitched voice.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, he still has a very high-pitched voice. I hope you watch this movie.
Okay. No, I've been meaning to check it out, because I remember seeing the ads for it, and I was like, oh, this is really weird. And I didn't know what it was about, and then I heard that it was about a multiverse. Mm-hmm. It was about the multiverse. And then I saw, like, all the googly eyes all over the place. I'm like, oh, this is really weird. And
the
I
heard, googly eyes, yes.
And then
yes.
I heard, like, it got really good reviews, and it was the best multiverse movie of this year. So I was like...
It's not saying much, but yeah.
I mean, Doctor Strange. But, yeah. This is definitely on my list. I'm waiting for this to come to streaming. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only thing it hasn't done yet.
The runtime is about 140 minutes. What is that, like, 2 hours and 10 minutes?
2 hours and 20 minutes.
I will say the last 15 minutes of it kind of drag on a little bit. That's my only complaint about it. Because, like, yo, when I say the ending of this movie gets kind of crazy, it gets, like, really fucking weird.
Okay.
Like, some of the universes that they enter, you're just like, what? 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 Like, it's so strange. But I definitely recommend it to everyone. Like, just watch the movie. Like, it's really, really good. And, yeah, fantastic movie. Passed a lot of time for me on that plane. And shout out to Michelle Yeoh.
Dope.
And also, I just want to say it was produced by Joe and Anthony Russo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Russo brothers. All right, so I guess I'll jump over to a movie that I watched recently. I think I might have talked about it on the last episode of the pod. But I didn't get into details about how I felt about it. And that was Uncharted. You know that I'm a huge Uncharted fan of the video game series. And I was very, very skeptical about the movie. Just because, like, I thought Tom Holland was too young. Mark Wahlberg is just not Sully at all.
He's Mark Wahlberg.
He's Mark Wahlberg, yeah. He's Mark Wahlberging it up. And I saw that they were just, you know, cherry-picking the best parts of the Uncharted games and basically putting it into its own film with its own story and stuff. I'll say it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought this movie was going to be horseshit. And I think that's to the credit of the director, Ruben Fleischer, who also directed Venom. And I got to say, this guy has a unique talent for making bad movies that aren't that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, somehow, because I think Uncharted did well in the box office. Like, he does have a talent for, you know, like, making these, like, somewhat just barely serviceable movies. They're nothing special, but they're also not, like, they're just run-of-the-mill. And that's why I was glad that this came to Netflix, because I would have been pissed if I had paid to go see this. It's not Uncharted. I'm going to keep it a buck. This should have just had another, like, Tom Holland is just not Nathan Drake because he's too young. He's not doing the things that, you know, Nathan Drake is known for, from not only just, like, you know, the gunfighting and the ass kicking and the quips. Like, there's not really any of that. He's just more of, I feel like he's still pretty much Spider-Man, just with a new shade on. Like, literally the beginning of the movie could have just been, like, taking place after Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, he's living in New York City, he's broke, and he's a fucking bartender or something like that.
They're gonna use that footage in the next
Spider-Man. Yeah, they might as well. Like, they got it. It's both Sony. Same thing with Mark Wahlberg. He is not Sully at all. They made him just, like, the thing about Sully is, like, Sully would never, like, betray anyone or screw over anyone that didn't deserve it. Like, he only screws over, like, assholes and, mm-hmm. like, people and, like, evil people. Like, I didn't like it that he was kind of, like, double-crossing Nate himself. I'm like, what? I didn't get that. I didn't think that the romance... Well, there wasn't any romance between him and Chloe. She was just kind of, like, was just there. And then she kind of sat out the last act of the movie, I was like, which was very confusing. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, I did enjoy Antonio Banderas in the very short capacity that he was in. He was great. Sure. Like, I feel like he was underutilized. And, like, that's such a great actor. And I feel like people stopped using him, like, halfway through the 2000s for some reason. But, like I said, if this is a movie that, yes, you should, like, if you're on a plane, watch it. Like, I was at home. I had nothing to do. And I threw it on. It was fairly entertaining. Like, I was like, oh, okay, the action sequences were cool. You know, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg, there's a reason why you pay these guys the money they do, because they're charismatic. Like,
they
just,
still are.
Yeah. Just on screen, you know, like the way they deliver their lines, their swagger and the way they move, you know, there's something endearing about it. And you want to just watch these guys no matter what they're doing. It was a fun little action romp. And like I said, it comes out in a good time because we don't have, outside of, like, you know, your Ethan Hunts and your James Bonds, we don't really have, like, a swashbuckling action adventure hero. Like, the only one we did have was Indiana Jones, and he's 249 now. Like, so it was cool. Yeah, he's old as me. But no offense to Harrison Ford. But if a sequel comes out, I'll watch it on streaming. Like,
I would too.
I'm not waiting for the sequel, because, like I said, this isn't really Uncharted, and I'm gonna get into this with the next movie on my list. Like, I would have much rather preferred it if this was just another series. Like, if this just didn't have the Uncharted name attached to it, I probably would have liked it more. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, oh, okay, this isn't an old to the Indiana Jones days and, you know, and treasure hunters and pirates and stuff like that. Like, but I don't know. It was just the fact that they used the Uncharted name and didn't really, like, do proper service to it. That's what kind of disappointed me. But I'd give it, like, a C- if I had to grade it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it wasn't the worst. It wasn't terrible.
Another thing too, like, when you're playing the Uncharted games, like, you know how many people you smoke in the game?
Yeah, like, but you know what, like, that's the thing, like, and I don't know if that's serviceable, acceptable today. Like, if you go back and you watch, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones is a fucking mercenary. Oh, yeah. Like, he's, like, slaughtering Nazis. Like, mm-hmm. he's throwing them all, he's throwing into plane propellers, into fucking...
In public.
Yeah, in the middle of City Square, fucking throwing them out of trucks and planes mm-hmm. and just beating the shit out of them. Like, Tom Holland's not really that guy. Like, and also he's kind of small, so you don't even buy, like, I don't buy that he has the physicality to beat up any, like, able-bodied mercenary. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's true.
So, and then on top of that, I was like, I thought they were going to make Mark Wahlberg that guy. He's not even that guy. I don't think Mark Wahlberg fires a gun in the entire movie.
Oh, think so.
Which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a weird movie. Like I said, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I was like, oh, all right. I've been waiting. I was waiting for this to come on streaming so I can shit on it, and there wasn't anything to really, really shit on it. It was basic. It was generic.
It's on Netflix now, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, we saw it the other day.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So definitely, if you guys haven't seen it, I'd recommend you watch it, you know, come to an opinion of yourself. I definitely do see the similarities between, like, this and Venom. Like, when I heard that Venom was, like, bad but was making all this money, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a movie you fucking take your 13-year-old to, and they fucking love it just because it's, like...
Eat it up.
Yeah, they eat it up because it's just, like, cool shit happening. You don't got to pay attention to the plot or character development or anything like right. that. Fuck it. But you want to get into the
next one? I got another movie I want to get into.
Yeah.
So, again, had plenty of time to do the plane. And by the way, people... You're paying a lot of money for these tickets. Watch these damn movies.
That's a fact.
Don't sleep the entire time. I gotta say, my dad hooked it up. But we did a first class to both ways, there and back.
That's lit.
Man, it's kind of hard to go back to, like, a regular seat at this point. So comfortable, man. It reclines into a bed. I don't know if you saw the picture.
Yeah, you show me.
It's pretty awesome, man. They give you the food subpar, but, you know, the food. It's good. Anyways. Another movie that I watched on the plane was a Ridley Scott movie
mm-hmm.
that I actually never saw prior to, and also starring Leonardo DiCaprio, and I feel like I've watched most of his movies, and the fact that I never saw this, I was like, nah, this is crazy, I gotta watch this movie. And the movie's called Body of Lies. I was, like I said, directed by Ridley Scott, Leonardo DiCaprio, starring also Russell Crowe, Mark Strong, and a very early on in his career, Oscar Isaac.
Really?
Oscar Isaac's in this movie. Yes, oh, sure. This movie's good.
Hmm.
It's a slow burn. It moves at a slow pace throughout the movie. So if you like high pitched, you know, high octane action, it's not for you.
Hmm.
But it's very well acted. Leonardo DiCaprio does a great job. Obviously, he does a great job in all his movies. Mark Strong really does a really good job in this movie. He's not really he's kind of like the anti-hero. He just plays a really cool dude in the movie. The ending is brutal, like we spoke about the other day. Like mm-hmm. it's the torture scenes mainly is like. It's pretty graphic. So if you're squeamish, maybe stay away from this movie. But it's basically about
CIA,
a CIA operative working in the Middle East. I forgot what countries it was exactly, so I'll just say the Middle East. I know Jordan, Afghanistan, Iraq, stuff like that.
Pakistan?
I don't know if he was in Pakistan.
Oh.
But I know he was in Jordan and Iraq in this movie. Anyways, oh, okay. But okay. We'll just say the Middle East.
I thought you were naming Middle Eastern countries.
No.
Yemen?
That is Yemen. Djibouti? Is that a country in the Middle East?
I've never heard of it. It might be.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be.
I think it's a country. Anyways, not important. Yeah, so he basically is a CIA operative that is trying to get intel during the war on terrorism back when, you know, we were in 2008.
Yeah.
And that's the main gist of it. I'm not going to get into too many details. All this movie is, 14 years old? Watch the damn movie, people, like I did.
Watch Body of Lies.
Yeah, watch Body of Lies, man. No, but it's really good. I mean, of course, it's directed by Ridley Scott, which is another big thing. Like, it does its job. And you kind of, you know, you follow the movie, but it moves slow. But then, like, towards the end, you're like, oh, I see what happened and what's going on. It's just, it's really well done. Like, even though it's a slow movie, like, the pacing is still very good.
Okay.
You know, like, there was never a point in the movie where I was bored.
Right.
Like, just there's stuff going on, but you gotta follow, you gotta give a little time, and then towards the last 20 minutes, bang.
You know what? I got a perfect response to this movie.
Uh-huh.
Are you done? Or are you...
No, that's pretty much it. You know, okay. Watch Body of Lies, people. If you haven't seen it yet, which you might have, I don't know. Maybe I'm the minority in this, but Body of Lies.
Good. And when you finish watching Body of Lies, check out Zero Dark Thirty. That was another movie that I checked out on Netflix recently. it's very much like it's a movie that takes place in the Middle East. It's all about, you know, espionage, trying to find terrorist cells and stuff like that. And it's basically about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who also directed the excellent Hurt Locker. Now, this movie has a fucking cast. Jason Clarke, Joel Edgerton, Mark Strong, again, James Gandolfini, Kyle Chandler, Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy. Frank Grillo, who plays Crossbones in Marvel. And I don't know anybody else. But no, you know, when you were just talking about Body Lies. Oh, Jessica Chastain.
Wow. I'm like, the funny shit, the main character.
The main character, the star of the movie, the excellent Jessica Chastain. I really like Jessica Chastain. She's good.
Yeah,
she's good.
This is nothing new, bro. We know she's new.
She's talented.
She's talented, yeah. In 2022, we could say she's talented.
Absolutely.
That movie's 10 years old. Wow.
Yeah. 2011. This movie was good too, because like every single time, like it is a very slow moving movie, but every time like you feel like, okay, like where is this movie going, it whips you back into like shape. Like they do some crazy shit and you're just like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Like the violence in it is shocking. We ain't shit when it comes to torture, I'll tell you that. like the torture scenes in this movie,
it's pretty bad.
Are rough. Yeah. There's a scene where they stick a motherfucker in a box that's like this big.
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you, man.
Yo,
if they just
show me the box.
Like, yeah, say whatever you want, please.
Yo, that's why I could not be a soldier, like a part of no type of organization where torture is a possibility. You show me the box that I'm gonna be sitting in for 5 minutes.
I'll sing like Canary.
Bro, you want to know? The second I see the bottle of Poland Spring water, it could be a regular size of water like that, and I'm snitching.
I'll show you all the nukes. I promise. CAA, do not hire me.
That's a fact.
Because if I get caught, y'all better get me in the next 30 minutes. Because I'm gonna be singing.
You might as well just kill me.
Or yeah, just smoke me.
Activate that little the poison pill beneath my tooth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not lasting.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. But this movie is most popular for the final, I want to say, 30 minutes, which is basically the assault on Osama bin Laden's compound fortress. You know, it's funny because
such a good scene.
I remember being in high school the day he was assassinated, and I was in assassinated, killed, whatever the fuck you want to call it for those politically correct people out there, the day he was smoked. I remember we were
him. Yeah. We can say whatever we want.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the day I was in social studies class and the teacher rolled in the TV and Barack Obama was speaking about it. I was like, well, it might have been the day after.
That was a big day.
That was a huge day. But in my head, I was always like, yo, I wonder what that situation looked like. And not to sound like immature, but like in the movie, that shit looked like straight out of something out of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That was like, I was like, oh, shit, so this is my warfare. Oh, that's pretty accurate. But that scene is worth watching, sitting through the entire like 2.5 hour movie, because it really is like ripe with tension, and like these guys are so fucking tactical, and they're surgical, like they're like doctors with a fucking scalpel the way they be taking motherfuckers out. Like
that was our best team.
Yeah, like in the like ever.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the dream team.
That's a fact.
That's the 92 dream team.
So yeah, definitely check out Zero Dark Thirty as well. You got another one?
The other movie I watched was Mission Impossible Fallout, which we've spoken about in length on this podcast already.
So ad nauseum.
I don't really got to talk about that too much, but Ethan Hunt's the man.
Yeah.
So you think Ethan Hunt's beating up James Bond?
I think we spoke about this the other day. I don't know. I think James Bond is more brutal. I think James Brown would win out of sheer brutality, because I think there are things that Ethan Hunt wouldn't do. Like, I think Ethan Hunt kills, but he kills out of strict necessity. I think James Bond kills because, like, a part of him kind of likes that shit. we've seen Ethan Hunt kick ass, but we've never seen Ethan Hunt, like, beat the fuck out of a man and then just murder him.
Yeah.
Like, it's either quick or, like, James Bond in the first 5 minutes of Casino Royale is drowning a man in a fucking sink.
Yeah.
And then shoots him. So, and then shoots an unarmed agent at, like, point blank range.
Gotcha.
With a family, so.
Very true.
I do think James Bond would just win. You know who they're both smoking? Sierra 6.
Yo, stop that.
Yeah, they are.
I had to think about that real quick.
No, exactly, because it's not memorable.
No, they're not.
He's getting smoked.
No, easily. Bro. All right, so if you had a battle royale.
Right.
You got James Bond, you got Ethan Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You got Brian Mills.
Okay.
And you got John Wick.
Okay.
Who's walking out of there?
John Wick. John Wick.
He's smoking everybody?
Yeah. John Wick. Baba Yaga? Yeah, Baba Yaga, man.
Nah, that's actually fair, man.
He is.
Man, you really think he's going
to be in James Bond? I think that he's killed more people in two movies than James Bond's killed in his 25-year run.
Ooh, I don't know about
that. I think James Bond
smoked a lot of people in that last movie alone.
Which one?
That whole stairway scene? I mean, John Wick would have got out of there, too.
Yeah.
Probably with his life, honestly.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have died.
John Wick didn't die.
John Wick would have died. He would have been like...
John Wick was able to retire multiple times. Like,
that's true.
James Bond retired and then died.
That's true. That's fair.
Oh, hold on. This is very important. Is John Wick's dog dead?
Yeah, just throw it in there. Yeah. No, but... Okay, the dog is dead, but he has no Continental to go back to. That's a big deal.
I still think he's smoking him.
Damn.
He killed somebody with a book.
I mean, I've done that before.
Okay. Just like, oh, I can't read this. Librarian, come in.
Nah, you know, honestly, John, but what about Brian Mills? Brian Mills don't get...
I think Brian Mills is first to get smoked, honestly. And don't get me wrong, I like some Brian Mills.
Honestly, if
he's getting smoked first.
Yes, but if I'm Bond, Hunt, and Mills, I will look, like, listen, we got to smoke John first.
Yeah, they have to.
We got a triple team of boys.
Yeah. Like, and another thing is, I feel like John Wick, when he's killing certain hitmen, they are the equivalent of like a James Bond.
No, that's disrespectful.
No, that's not disrespectful. No, that's not disrespectful.
The whole universe is filled with James Bonds.
No. But you gotta remember, a lot of those motherfuckers are like the best at they're the best in their positions.
James Bond is the GOAT.
He is the GOAT
of secret agents.
Like, I think Common is like the James Bond.
What? No, don't.
Come on, why not?
Stop. He's just what?
He's the
Common?
He's the Black Bond.
Yo, come on.
He's the Black Bond we've been looking for.
Yeah, we should just hire him. Yo, you're crazy. No. Oh, speaking of that.
Yes.
They're not doing an old Bond. They want to get a young guy in his 30s.
Okay. Yes, I saw that.
So I feel like, listen, I'm going to be 30 next year. I feel like I have a chance.
He can't be Dominican.
Why not?
He's not going to be Dominican. So, I'm sorry. Not that he can't be Dominican.
Yeah.
They're not going to cast a Dominican.
Why wouldn't they? They want to do inclusivity. Why not get a Dominican James Bond?
You could be the villain.
No. I want to be the hero.
You're going to be the villain.
Why would I be the villain?
You're going to play
the
villain.
What would I do as a villain? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. Fucking try to...
Go ahead. I don't see what I'm saying.
Try to poison the world's... plant and supply. Create a monopoly. Try to destroy Haiti so that... try to unite Dominican Republic and Haiti to be the United Nation of Ralphie.
Wow, I'm not even gonna go into that at all.
I'm joking.
No,
if you want to be Bond, you can be Bond.
That's what I'm saying. I could do a British accent, like a mini one.
I don't know how to break this to you.
What?
I don't think you're handsome enough.
Yo, why you telling me this now,
man? You're my friend. Yeah. I felt like I just gotta let you know.
All right, man. I, you know what? That's fair. You my man. I'll take that. Yeah. I'm not handsome enough. Coffee. So I don't look as good as Daniel Craig.
No.
Or Pierce Brosnan.
Have you seen Pierce?
No, I'm joking. that's a handsome motherfucker. I can't even lie. All right, fair enough. I can't be James Bond. Whatever.
No, I'm joking.
You're not joking.
No, I'm not. You can. Everything aside, it has nothing to do with your ethnicity or anything. You just can't.
I'm ugly. I'm not cute enough. Got you. Appreciate you.
Your body not there.
Right. All right, come on. You're taking it too far, bro. I told you I'm working on that. Oh, man. I would love to be a villain in a Mission Impossible movie, though.
You know what's funny? If I were an actor, I would love to play a villain.
I mean, it's the funnest.
It's the most fun role.
You know, it's just one and done.
Yeah.
But that's the best. I mean, I think the best role in Hollywood would be like Doctor Doom right now.
Yeah.
You'd be the man if you get that role.
Yeah.
Damn, I was looking forward to the James Bond one.
I'm sorry. Call your agent.
James Bond.
James Bond.
James.
Jorge Bond.
Jorge Bond.
George Bond. Bondito.
Jorge Bondito.
The name's Bondito. want me to know.
Be asking for Bugal and shit.
Bugal shaking, not stirred. Yeah, you're funny.
You're gonna be hilarious.
Are you here to stop me, Mr. Bonito? Yes.
Yo. Yes. Yes. Yo, I can't breathe, bro.
Q's name is K.
K. Yo, that's joke shit. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Sorry. We got off on a tangent.
No, that was great.
Oh, man. Yeah, but no, yeah. Fallout's a fucking amazing movie, man.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill's like one of the great, you know, best actors today.
Okay, you gotta stop. but staying on that Bond topic.
Sure.
Who would you like now knowing that it's gonna be a young actor? I can't even think of anyone.
Richard Madden.
That's true. You don't think he's too short? Is he short?
Ethan Hunt. I don't know.
I do think like Bond should at least be tall.
They do want a tall. I did mention they do want a tall James Bond, but it doesn't matter. You can shoot the film any way you want.
That's true.
50 Cent is tiny. I can beat him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's 5'8". I didn't have to throw that part in there. I just wanted to...
You cannot beat up 50 Cent, bro.
I can't. But nah, he, growing up, you probably thought 50 Cent was 6'4". You know, you can shoot it any way you want. I don't know why they're emphasizing the height.
Right.
But
we're probably not going to hear anything until next year. Probably like summertime.
Probably next year we'll hear something.
Because I'm estimating that we'll probably get like a November 2024 release date, if not 2025.
I would say 2025. Yeah. If I'm a movie studio, I am staying away from 2025. Oh, I mean 2024.
2024, yeah.
I don't want no parts.
All that Avengers stuff. No, the Avengers stuff is...
2025.
Yeah, 2025.
All right, so...
So do 2024.
We can do 2024. We got to get it out before that year.
But imagine a box office weekend with the Avengers and James Bond. That's fucking sick.
That's dumb.
I'm just saying that's sick, though.
Sick for the audience, but, like, yeah. Dumb for the everyone else.
You know, but that takes me back, like, movie... Like 6 lit movies used to come out in the same Friday. Like, back in the day. Like, back in the 90s. Like, you'd get fucking... Like GoldenEye but they'd all be like different genres. So like you'd get like a GoldenEye, fucking Friday, like Ice Cube Friday, fucking.
Think so?
Yeah, like all in a weekend, which is dope. Cause I don't know about you, like I used to do the thing where like I'd be at the movies all day.
Nah,
I would go to I will go to a movie, and it's not particularly like illegal, but like you go to a movie, walk out, another movie starting. Oh shit!
I did that once with my dad. She was late. Matter of fact, funny enough. I don't know what movie we watched first, but the second one we watched was Mission Impossible 2.
Okay. They were showing like a re-release of E.T. And I think like I went to go see that and Blade 2 in the same day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nah. But other than that, even to this day, I've never done that.
You used to be able to get that off in at the movie theater that was in Green Acres.
I've never been to the movie theater.
It's hood now. You don't want to go now.
Never hood back then either?
Not until someone got shot. Yeah, probably.
You probably didn't notice.
You don't know what's like hood.
You don't.
Like,
as a kid. You're oblivious.
Yeah.
I mean, most adults are oblivious now. So that's a fact. Who knows? What I used to do was, not me, my mom would take me and my brother, obviously, to the movie theaters on Fridays right before 6 o'clock. It was cheaper.
Oh,
they had a nice little deal. And then after the movie, we'd go to Target. I would peruse the toy section. And that was it. That was my Friday.
Oh, sure. Nice.
Used to love my Fridays. Life was a lot simpler back then.
Absolutely. Do you have another movie? It's my turn.
I think it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I also had, you know, the joy of watching Lightyear, finally.
Oh, yes. My boy.
I really enjoyed the trailers for this movie. I thought it was funny. It reminded me of, like, The Martian. And it turns out, like, that actually fit well. Like, that tone that they had. I enjoyed this movie. Like with Uncharted, I just don't feel like this should have been a Buzz Lightyear movie. One, because not only does it contradict the continuity of Toy Story, but it just wasn't believable that this is the movie that Andy watched that he became in love with Buzz Lightyear.
How does the continuity get affected?
So in the beginning of this movie, the opening text is like, In 1995, a young boy went to go see Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. This is the movie that he watched.
Shit.
No. Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story was based off of Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, which was a cartoon series, which they actually made for Toon Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that show with Patrick Wahlberg and his Buzz, and he's fighting Zurg, and he has the...
I remember that.
So, yeah, that's the TV show. That's the in-universe TV show that the kids are watching. They basically retconned that out and said, oh, no, it was this movie.
It was the movie.
No, it wasn't the movie. I'm telling... Don't do that.
I'm just fucking with
you. Yeah, like...
Why would it be such a fun sucker, bro?
No, I'm not a fun sucker. No, but like I was saying, watching that show, that's a kid-friendly show that kids would love, and, like, I could believe that kids were buying up that Buzz Lightyear. Like, that's why it worked. This movie, I enjoyed it as an adult. I don't really see a kid liking this movie. I think this movie might bore a kid.
It might.
I could see... This movie has a lot of down periods. Like, and I told you, like, this movie reminds me a lot of, like, Interstellar. Like, where it's, like, dealing with time travel and relativity and things like that.
It's sad.
Yeah, and it's pretty sad because he's like all his friends are getting older and dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. It was kind of a downer. Like, it's like for a kid. Like I said, as an adult, I found some entertainment in it because like I liked the themes that they were playing with and stuff like that. I actually really enjoyed Chris Evans in the role of Buzz Lightyear. I thought he was good. I thought he put his own twist on it. But like I said, I just don't think like I think this could have. You could have had Chris Evans. This didn't have to be Buzz Lightyear. I don't even think this had to be Star Command. This could have just been called... Pixar could have made a movie called Spaceman. The Spaceman or something like that. And had the exact same story. And I think it still would have worked.
Probably. But it wouldn't have sold as much money.
This movie didn't actually make that much money. It actually technically is considered a bomb.
Is it a bomb?
Yeah. This movie only grossed like... Hold on, let me check. So, on a budget of... $200 million. This movie made $225 million, so it only made a profit of $25 million.
Damn!
And remember, they probably put another additional $50 to $100 million in marketing
for sure,
which is not being
which they marketed the shit out of this movie.
They did. So this movie was a flop.
Damn!
You know,
man, I want to see a Woody movie.
And if you think about it, they didn't have to. Like, this is Pixar, baby. Like, their bread and butter is original IP. You know what I mean? They're not really fishing for and like I said, the script. I would believe that this script was written without Buzz Lightyear, like at all, and they just put Buzz Lightyear's name in it.
Maybe.
So.
I think it was kind of hard to market because, like, even when I was trying to explain it to my parents, like, what it's about, it's hard.
It is hard because people are like, "This is not Toy Story. This is not the Buzz Lightyear."
Where's Woody? Where's Andy? Where's
yeah? And there were things I liked. Like, first of all, let me get this out the way. This movie is fucking gorgeous. This movie is gorgeous. Like the fact that you can see the reflection of objects in the pupils of characters' eyes, it has fantastic cinematography, like it's one of the most beautiful looking animated films I've ever seen, honestly. And like Pixar is just getting better and better and better at that, which is why I want a third Incredibles film, because I want to see the Incredibles because we saw them in the beginning where it was great for the time, then we saw like Incredibles 2, just like if you watch those two movies side by side, like. Graphically, the second movie just blows the first one out the water. Like, you don't realize, like, how okay the first movie looks until you see the second movie. Yeah. I want to see a third movie, like, at the height of Pixar's power and technology.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'll look fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the movie had some, you know, pretty decent action. It was fun. I really liked the voice acting. I liked Taika Waititi's character. I liked Kiki Palmer's character. I thought those things were nice.
And the little cat thing was cute too.
Yeah, the little cat was funny. I thought he was gonna die for a second.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit. I thought the spoiler alert for this movie, but watch it. It's on Disney Plus. I thought the twist that Zurg was actually a Buzz from an alternate timeline was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh okay. Kids aren't gonna understand that. Like, they're just not. So. I do think that was where the movie kind of went wrong. But like I said, I think had this not been Buzz Lightyear, had this been, you know, the spaceman in the colony or something, I don't know, whoever fuck picks the names over at Disney, but like...
Such an appealing name.
Yeah, come up with a cooler name, you know what I mean? And this could have been a winner. But I was glad I checked it out, though. I didn't regret seeing it. I like the score by Michael Giacchino, who is quickly becoming one of my favorite composers, by the way. I thought this was a cool movie. There's something that I'm not going to get into it. I was just like, again, it goes back around to the, like, the 1995 thing where it's like, no, like, I don't buy that this is something not that I'm not glad it's there or anything like that. It was like, this is just, no, you didn't get this in 1995. You just didn't. It just wasn't the time. But other than that, man, I thought it was a really cool movie.
So can we get our Woody movie now?
No. I'm cool. Yeah, Star Wars. That movie's going to be even worse.
What?
That's not true. That movie's going to be worse.
No, it's not.
Nah, it's going to be terrible.
I'd watch a Woody movie.
I'm sure.
I'm just saying, that'd be cool.
I know. I'm saying I'm sure you would.
I like the way you're saying
that. I'm just saying I'm sure you would watch a Woody movie.
All right.
What?
Move on to the next subject.
What? What is the next subject? She-Hulk?
She-Hulk, yes. Yes, let's talk about She-Hulk.
All
right. So you watched it.
I did watch it.
Okay.
First episode.
Well, yeah. When do they come out? Thursdays?
Yes.
They gotta stick to one day.
Yeah, man. Pick a day. They pick a fucking day, yeah.
Pick one day. Anywho, listen. I know you were with me on this. Mm-hmm. We was bashing She-Hulk a lot. At least I was.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be shit. I mean, this gonna be whack. I'm not gonna watch it. And then day came out, of course I watched the first episode.
You know what? It was like, fuck, what am I gonna watch another episode, rewatch The Sopranos again? And I was like, all right, let me watch She-Hulk.
That's a fact. That's really what it turned out to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, anywho, the show's good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's watchable. It's entertaining. It's funny. I really like the main character. Her main character is Jennifer Walters. Jen Walters, yes. The actress, I don't know the actress's name. I apologize. We'll get to it in a second.
Tatiana Miss something.
Sure. She's good. She's entertaining. She's funny. I like her a lot. She's very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Cool with that. Bruce Banner, Mark Ruffalo. Does a solid job. You know, I think they nerfed the Hulk.
They did.
I'm kind of annoyed by that.
Yeah.
I hope they retconned that.
That's my main criticism of this first episode is that, you know, they did continue, that they perpetuated the nerfing of the Hulk. They made it even worse.
It's bad.
Yeah. He's a joke now.
Like, all jokes aside, I think I could, like,
beat up the Hulk?
Take the Hulk.
Probably, honestly. He got his ass kicked by, like, his untrained cousin.
Right.
That has been a superhero that has been a Hulk for, like, half a day.
And that's another thing. And, like I did start the pod by saying, or this segment, that I like her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's perfect.
She is perfect.
She's perfect. She could do everything better than the regular Hulk.
Yeah.
So, at what point, like, do we get... I know it's the first episode. I know we're going to get a villain of some sort throughout. But, like, even the first antagonist, she beats her up. No problem.
Very quickly.
No issue.
Yo, but the fact that she's able to transform into She-Hulk on command, like, within the first 30 minutes of her probably 6-hour story,
mm-hmm.
is ridiculous.
And I didn't like the reasoning either. Because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I deal with anger all day. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Like, come on. I get it. This is a very pro-feminist, like,
which is show, fine. Yeah.
Which I'm cool with, you know. As long as it's not as cheesy as what they did in the Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool with that. But give me a better reason than that. Come on. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You could just control gamma radiation in your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you get catcalled. Sorry. I don't believe that. No, realistically.
No, you're right.
It's dumb. It's a dumb reason.
Yeah, you know, and I think some people would, you know, say, like, oh, well, we already got that arc with Bruce Banner or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? Maybe I want to see that from a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there are, and here, look at me mansplaining a female show. But I do think there are interesting ways to explore the idea of being a Hulk through being a woman. Like I said, like, with men, it's all about ego and aggression and, like, I'm in a bar and some asshole bumps my shoulder or slaps my girl in the ass or something. Mm-hmm. And, like, in that moment, like, how do I check my masculinity and like, for the safety of everyone in the bar? Because if I get mad, everyone's dying. Whereas I think the idea of, like, a woman being in her everyday situations and having to, like, check her anger and frustration, which is something that she probably does all the time anyway, mm-hmm. but having to now really do that because people are going to get hurt is a much more interesting thing rather than just like, oh, well, you know, I do this all the time. I'm a pro. Because, like, all right, I get it. Like, you know, yes, women go through a lot of frustrating things.
For sure.
But you know, man, we're not walking like we're not me and like men.
It's just not mango speech is lime every day for us either.
Yeah, like men aren't just walking around just like, you know, like everything's hunky dory with us, and like we only lose our anger when something extreme happens.
You know how toxic a male locker room can be.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? But anyway, you know what? But also, what I'm really starting to see, and this is definitely becoming a Disney thing. It's just like, we gotta check this off the list, and like these are the politically correct things that we have to say, mm-hmm. and this is the things that like, this is the way that we don't offend people or that we can satisfy these people. And it's like, I understand that being the family company that Disney is, but there are ways to really explore those themes and to represent those groups. And I don't think that Disney is doing the best job at it. I do think it's very surface level stuff, mm-hmm. as far as their reputation across the board for a lot of this stuff.
Agreed.
It's either very surface level or it's being like preached at us, i.e. the last episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, where like Falcon is literally stopping an entire show to tell people what it is to be a black man. And as a black man, I'm like, yo, bro, like, these niggas is not listening. They're not listening. Like we're literally protesting in streets and shit, mm-hmm. about like getting killed, and they're not listening. No one is listening to it listening to a guy in a Falcon suit.
Yeah.
Like, you telling the senator to do better.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'm not in those rooms. Like, I don't know how to, because like I said, Disney being the quote unquote progressive family company that they're at least trying to be, they have to do this stuff. And I don't know what the correct answer is to do it, like to accomplish it. But anyway, She-Hulk, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent.
It's all good.
Like you said, I didn't think I was going to like this main girl that much. Like,
I like her a lot.
I like her a lot. She's very charismatic. She's very funny. She looks like a joy to be around. Like, my favorite scenes were just the scenes of her and Bruce just hanging out. Cause like, she reminds me of my female friends and hanging out like with my like cousins, and just like, it was a lot of fun.
It was cool to see a platonic relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, granted they're cousins, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like genuine, just, you know, male, female bonding. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that she beats up the Hulk. Like,
no, there's no
way. I don't buy it.
Hulk is supposed to be the strongest Avenger.
Yeah.
Like next to Thor.
Next to Thor. Yeah.
And he got smoked by. Well, not smoked, but you know what I mean.
And like you said, like, I kind of feel like the only reason she beat him was because she's a woman.
Yeah, she's Rey.
Like, yeah, she's Rey beating Kylo Ren. Like,
it makes no sense.
No.
No. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Like,
yo. I don't want to get into it.
No, do it.
Star Wars. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't. No, I'm not.
But I'm gonna give it a buck. I'm watching this show mainly to. I'm waiting for Daredevil to show up. Not to say that I'm gonna stop watching the show once he shows up, but like, I'm like, oh, is Daredevil gonna show up in this episode?
I just hope the rest of the episodes like are similar, because like, I feel like the rest of the I think it's alluded to that they're gonna be like sitcom style. Courtroom
dramas,
dramedies, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And I think the first episode, like, I agree with you. The best parts of it were in Mexico.
Yeah. Just the jokes. And,
yeah. It was good. Yo, shout out to my
Captain America.
Captain America, baby. Getting
them cheeks.
Yes, sir. Clapping them cheeks in the 40s.
I mean, he answered that question years ago.
Did he?
He did. He answered it in Winter Soldier. Because he was like,
I think they asked if he kissed a girl.
Yeah, he kissed a girl, and he was like, "Yo, he's like, I'm 100 and something, not dead." I think that's his way.
But he didn't answer.
That's the Captain America way of like, "Yo, like, yes, I've had sex with a woman before."
I guess,
but
we got it confirmed.
Yes,
which I think is awesome.
And I definitely think it was either Natalie Dormer or it was Star-Lord's grandmother.
Oof,
I think it was Star-Lord's grandmother.
That'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious if that somehow comes up in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Like, you did what?
That'd be actually also hilarious. We have confirmation that Captain America is dead now. That Steve Rogers is dead.
Do we?
Yeah. Because she says, I can't believe he died a virgin.
Oh, yo, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, she's crying or fake crying. She's like, I can't believe that was my favorite. That was my favorite moment in this episode. Like, just that little, like, aww, them getting drunk and, I mean,
no, yeah, for sure, but like, that's sad.
Yeah, he's an old fucking man.
He'll be back in Secret Wars.
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll
definitely. It's fine.
Yeah, no one's really dead, especially when Secret Wars comes around.
Exactly.
No, but as always, because I feel like I'm gonna keep saying this. All these Disney shows, all these Marvel shows, start off really strong. I didn't think we really got into it, but I really liked Ms. Marvel when it started. Like, those first three episodes of Ms. Marvel were great. Mm-hmm. It just finished weak. The same thing I feel about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The same thing I kind of felt about WandaVision. You know what I mean? Like, they...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it could have had a, you know, better ending rather than, you know, blast, blast, boom, boom, boom. And then
Loki was the best.
And then seeing what... you know, I know you love Loki.
I love Loki.
But just even having a, you know, hour-long exposition episode, you know.
I was cool with it.
I know you were.
It was great. Great acting.
Whatever. I will tell you this, though. Marvel is, you know, 100 for 100 when it comes to the casting. Because I've liked all these protagonists, these people, these new characters that they're... Like I said, I really like Kamala Khan. She's great. She's mm-hmm. awesome. And I like this young woman as well. Like, she's dope.
Whoever the casting directors are,
they got it. They're on point. Because like I said, I saw her, and I was just like, she's gonna be She-Hulk. Then I saw the trailer. And I was like, eh. Also, the CGI is better, but it's still.
I don't think Hulk works as a woman.
No,
it just looks weird.
Well, and they said it. They were like, the visual effects department made her like muscular and stuff like that. And they're like, no, make her smaller. Because like. And this is the shit I'm talking about. Like, Disney is so concerned with, like, making sure, like, having a female Hulk that still looks fucking attractive.
The Hulk is not
because, yeah, God forbid the Hulk, right, man or woman, is fucking muscular and built. Mm-hmm. Her counterpart doesn't have to be. She can still be the woman.
There's not a single woman in the planet that saw the Hulk was like,
I want to be that.
Yeah! No.
No little girls run around like, yeah, I want to be the She-Hulk. Because she's pretty. They want to be her because she's strong and powerful. Yes. And
it's supposed to be a green rage monster.
Yeah. I also don't think that, and I see this is the direction they're going. I also don't think, and I know it's an ode to the comics because she's a very, like, sexual character in the comics. I don't need that aspect of this character. I don't need a giant, you know, 8 foot tall woman, you know, being sexy and sexual.
Yeah.
The regular one can be, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like her picking up men and walking,
it's too much for me.
Walking them to the bedroom and her swiping on Tinder or whatever. It's just like, God. It's like, hey, like that's when we're getting into the Sex in the City stuff. Mm-hmm. Where like that's where I draw the line with my superhero content.
Yeah.
But oh, did you hear that they made her a Tinder profile for the marketing of the show?
No.
Yeah. So. Somebody was like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so she's actually on Tinder, if you like go on Tinder or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. But somebody was like, yo, somewhere out there, there's a motherfucker that has a match with not one woman, and the first girl he matched with is a fucking ad for a Disney Plus show.
Oh,
how
guy.
Does he feel?
Poor guy. Damn, that's a rough life.
Absolutely.
But yeah, overall, I like the show, and I can't wait for it to you know, come back on Thursday.
Yeah, and I think we'll drop in every episode or so to see like how the show is progressing, and
we'll try.
You know, and I've heard like there's gonna be a lot of cameos and stuff too, so that's fun. But you ready to move on to I guess the biggest show of this year already?
I mean, technically ever for HBO.
Yeah,
I think it hit like 9.9 million.
Ten.
Yeah, you're right. Ten.
Fuck are you
talking about? I don't know why
10.
I said 9.9. I literally just read 9.9, but it's 10.
10. 10, 10, 10. It's 10.
10 million viewers on the first episode.
On the opening night.
Opening night.
That's crazy.
Did you see the video where like they show the side of the building? And like, I don't know what city it's in, but like, they just show the side of the video. You know how if you watch the side of a residential building,
mm-hmm.
you get, you know, you can see people's TVs or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, three quarters of the whole building were like watching the same thing,
yeah,
which of
yeah.
course was House of the Dragon.
Yeah,
yeah. Go for it, man. Go for it.
Look, I was wrong. I mean, I said that. No, I said that, and I guess I'm maybe not wrong. I was like, I don't know if we'll ever have another gate like communal watching experience.
Yeah, you're wrong.
And, after Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Or at least I said I didn't know when the next one would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I say I'm wrong and right because I was wrong and I didn't know what it was B, but I'm right because it's still technically Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's still this is still Game of Thrones.
No, it is.
So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't know what the next thing that is not a Game of Thrones will be, but I was going back and forth whether I was going to watch it that night because I was kind of tired, and I was like, man, come on. I got those fucking Game of Thrones, man. Mm-hmm. I have to watch it live at least one time in my life, like, as far as the start, because I came into Game of Thrones a year late. It was dope. It was a little bit more Game of Thrones than I thought it would be or that I wanted it to be. I thought it would have its own DNA, and it might, you know, this is still just the first episode, but this very much felt like an episode of Game of Thrones. I felt like I was back in that world, and it didn't feel like much has changed outside of, you know, the characters. Mm-hmm. I'll also say this, I think the original Game of Thrones pilot had a much more array of colorful characters.
Yes, it did.
I just remember, you know, in the first episode, I could just say, you know, I didn't know anyone's name, but I was like, oh, the blonde-haired douchebag who was Jaime, the bitch queen who was Cersei, the short smart ass with that slapping the bitchy ass kid, which was Tyrion, mm-hmm. like the honorable hero, which was Ned. Like, I had those pinpoints. Whereas in this show, I know the characters' names right off bat. Like, mm-hmm. I know, I can name you Daemon Targaryen, Viserion, Rihanna. Like, I'm doing a lot better name with the names, but maybe that's just me, you know, being in the world of Game of Thrones already. Mm-hmm. This pilot looks a lot better than, you know, 10 years ago when, you know, they probably just had a budget of $1 million. They probably poured like $10 million into this episode. Mm-hmm. Also, this story is a lot easier to follow. I feel like there isn't a lot of backstory, or we haven't gotten into the backstory yet. That is, you know, before the original Game of Thrones started, it, like, there was so much shit that had happened prior to the episode. Like, yeah. You had a war, you had the Targaryens fighting the Baratheons, you had this person killed this person's brother, and this person stabbed this person in the back, and with House of the Dragon, you don't really have a lot of that. All you know is that there was a contest to see who should be the king, and a man who probably had less claim to the throne was picked over the woman who should have had the throne. Mm-hmm. And then we're kind of left with that to start the story. But yeah, there's not much else I can really say about it. It feels more like Succession, where I feel like Game of Thrones was more like House of Cards. Like, it was more like political intrigue. Mm-hmm. This feels more like Succession. The Targaryens definitely feel like the Roys, and it's like the country is the company. It's like, all right, who's going to take the reins of... And I feel like Viserys Targaryen is kind of like a nicer version of Logan Roy. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I was going to do it things this way, but fuck it, I'm switching it up. And now I was about to plunge everything into chaos.
Yeah.
I liked all the performances. It's all great. It's all like very high Shakespeare. I like Reese Ifans, the guy who played Lizard from Spider-Man. He's great as Otto Hightower. Matt Smith playing Daemon Targaryen, who I don't really have a read on right now, but like, he's giving me Ramsay vibes.
You think so?
He reminds me of Ramsay. The way he talks and he speaks just like Ramsay. Mm-hmm. But he could go both ways. He could be the Tyrion of the series, or he could be the Jaime of the series, or he could be the fucking Roose Bolton of the series. I don't fucking know. It's definitely returning to the violence, the violent world of Game of Thrones.
And sex.
Yeah. I didn't outside of the brothel scene, maybe I might have fell asleep at some point or something, or dozed off, but like, I didn't see that much sex. Like, not as much as like,
not this episode, but it's probably Matt coming. Smith said it's like a lot.
Okay. Yeah, so it's probably coming. Yeah. But no, yeah, overall I really enjoyed this pilot, and I'm just looking forward to more. Oh, I also like the two girls. I think their friendship is awesome. Rihanna? Rhaegarion?
Rhaenyra.
Mm-hmm. And the other girl.
The
Hightower daughter.
Alicent?
Yeah.
Alicent Hightower.
Alisa Hightower, yeah. We'll get the names down later, but...
Eventually.
Yeah. But some bad things are going to happen. Because this is Game of Thrones, and I could already see him.
Someone's getting smoked.
Yeah, some gross stuff is happening too. Otto Hightower goes to his own daughter. He's like, yeah, go comfort the king. I'm like, ugh. But going up to his wife, he's like, yo.
Sorry.
It's clear for you. I need this seed.
That was a tough scene to watch. Like, that was a lot more graphic than I thought than, you know, Game of Thrones is going to be. Well, not Game of Thrones. The show in itself is like, it was the first episode. I didn't think it was going to do that.
The first episode. I was like, wow. Well, it's also like important to note that, like, this is Game of Thrones in a different time now. Like, this isn't 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, where, you know, sad to say, like, we were kind of like, we as a society were kind of okay with, you know, crazy violence and sexual violence and all these things. And it was kind of like, people didn't start complaining about that stuff, like, until we started progressing through the 2010s and around, like, 2015, 2016, people were kind of saying, like, all right, enough is enough of this shit. Like, after Sansa got, you know, sexually assaulted by Ramsay, that's when a lot of people, like, flipped a switch and was like, all right, like, we've had it with it. Like, stop showing this stuff on television. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, Game of Thrones kind of pulled the throttle back a little bit. Like, it was still, like, bloody, of course, but they kind of stopped doing this, all the nudity and all the assaults and stuff like that. So it's like, to now be in 2022 and reset the chessboard, are we going to be seeing that stuff? Are they going to still be, you know, on that type of time that they were on, or are they going to be a little bit more restrained as they were towards the back end of Game of Thrones?
Well, they cut off a dick, so that's pretty...
I missed that. When did that happen?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, see,
So that whole scene itself was pretty, like, pretty hardcore.
Okay.
I must have dozed off. So at one point, Prince Damon. So at one point in the episode, I think Otto Hightower mentions that, like, the city is kind of going to shit. It's like, you know, the Bronx. So he takes the city.
Come on, you can't do it.
I'm sorry. He takes the Prince Damon takes the city watch. As you know, he's like the Lord Commander or whatever of the city watch, and he's like, listen, we about to put in some pain on everybody else. So he goes out there and he finds basically all the crooks and villains and stuff like that and the criminals, and like starts cutting off limbs.
Okay.
Like, if you stole something, cutting off your arm. If you raped somebody, cutting off your cock. Right. And that, it was a very graphic scene. Like, they literally, at the end of it, they take a wheelbarrow off all the cut off limbs and stuff like that and wheel it off. I'm like, whoa, that's wild.
Okay, I gotta, yeah, I gotta go back and rewatch.
Yeah, rewatch. I might rewatch it too before next season. I mean,
next episode.
Next episode comes out. But that scene was very graphic. Obviously, we spoke about the one where they, sorry, spoilers.
The C-section.
I should have mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, spoilers. Spoilers. This is a new show, by the way.
Yeah, watch the show. Goddamn, you should have watched it already. If you wanted 10 million, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah. The episode, I mean, the part where, you know, the C-section. Oof. That was tough. I felt bad, man.
Yeah, I felt bad.
She didn't deserve that.
He's trying to comfort her.
She was trying.
It was also different to see, like, a gentle king. Like, I enjoyed that aspect. Like,
right.
King Viserys, like, not being a total asshole, telling jokes, but also not being, like, King Robert, where he's just an angry, drunk, and bitter all the time. Like, it was kind of, like... this guy loves his wife. This guy loves his... clearly, he loves his daughter.
Yes.
He loves his brother, who, you know, probably should have took his brother out back a long time ago, but is trying to put him in a position of power to... and the only reason he, you know, usurps him is just because he's like, yo, like, all right, now you disrespecting my family.
Mm-hmm. OD, too. Like, yeah. He did too much.
Yeah. But then you also kind of feel bad for Matt Smith, too, because he's like, yo, I didn't even mean it like that. Like, you didn't hear.
Nah, bro.
I mean... no,
that's bad. That's bad.
No, but you know what? The way it was framed as if, like, they wanted him to make a speech and he had to say something. And it was like...
he didn't have to say that.
I get it, but, like, there's situations where shit like that happens.
I can't defend that. Nah. That's bad.
It is bad. It's terrible.
But it's horrible. So I didn't feel bad for him at all.
The air for a day.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's your brother. That's your mans.
That is your mans. He gave you the city watch.
Right, yeah. So to disrespect the king, like, he could have got his head cut off for that.
He was sitting on the throne.
Yeah, sitting on the... first of all, I just want to say, that was a really cool scene.
Yeah.
Like, the way... first of all, it was weird at the same time. You know, it was a little sexual tension between, you know, uncle and nephew. I mean, niece.
Yeah.
But at least I felt that way. Yeah. The way he's putting on the necklace, I was like, it's
they're Targaryen, so you don't know.
I know, like, but that's the thing. It's probably leading to that, which is strange.
Yeah.
I'm not... listen, I know we watched the Lannisters do that, but, like, that's never going to be cool. That's so weird. I'm never going to get used to
seeing that. You know, the funny part, too, is just, like, watching the show and, like, knowing it's a show and knowing that these characters, like, these actors are not really related. Like, for example, watching Cersei and Jaime kiss, knowing that Nicholas Calderwaldo and Lena Headey are not related at all, still making out, is just weird because of the fucking context, like, of the scene that we're watching. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
But, yeah, no, the introduction to Prince Daemon was awesome. His armor for the jousting scene was badass.
Fire.
That dragon, you know, shaped helmet?
Yeah.
Dope.
He's a fucking baby, though.
He's a bitch.
got smoked twice.
First of all, I mean, it was badass to pick Alder Hightower's son. But then, like, to cheat?
Yeah. Not cool. And then still lose.
And still lose to the other dude.
What's his name?
From Dorne.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then he still let him rock, too. He was like, hey, bro, like, it's over. I could have killed you by now. Mm-hmm. Just give up.
Yeah. I like Prince Daemon. I know that's kind of weird to say, but I think he's going to have an interesting redemption story. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's... I mean, people probably know the ending to this show. I don't know. I don't know anything about the show, which I'm trying to keep it like that. I don't know anything
about it. Yeah, me neither. I've been watching a lot of... I've been listening to a lot of podcasts because there are, like, a lot of, like, the podcasters that I do listen to, they do, like, a lot of lore backstory on it. And...
Yeah, backstory's good. I don't want to know anything.
But it's all very interesting.
Yeah, no, it is good. And what's the other thing I was going to say?
And Georgia...
Millie Alcock. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be a good Rhaenyra, man. Like, I think she's going to be the star of the show.
Okay.
I know Matt Smith is probably the biggest name along with Rhys Ifans, and you know, I hope they don't do him like they did my man Sean Bean.
Yeah, right.
I think Rhaenyra is going to be like the pretty... I mean, like the most popular character from this show.
Well, they're setting her up like very much. Like, I see so many similarities between her and Daenerys. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I don't know if what I'm about to say next is a spoiler.
Probably not.
Yeah, because I mean, it was news. It was casted news. But anyway, turn off the pod right now if you don't want to hear it. But there is going to be a time jump.
Yes.
Because there is older versions of Rhaenyra and Alicia. So we will be getting some sort of, you know, time jump of at least like 10 to 15 years.
I know, but I hope that they go back and forth. Like, because I liked Millie Alcock as Rhaenyra, and what's the other time jump that they're referring to? Alicia. Allie, whatever. I don't know.
Let's call her Allie.
Call her Allie. Yeah, both those actresses are good. So, you know, I hope they don't do it too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably. We'll see.
Yeah. It's also great to know that this, like you said, this has a confirmed ending. So nothing's going to be made up like the end of Game of Thrones. And George R. R. Martin is very, very, like, involved in this show.
Like, I blame George R. R. Martin for that, man.
For the end of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Partially. I still blame the Triple D's.
No, for sure, but Triple D's. But partially, it's George R. R. Martin's fault.
Oh, yeah, because
finish the book!
He should have the books finished.
Thank you.
100%.
We wouldn't have had that problem if you would have just finished the book.
Yeah. And I was reading, like, HBO wanted more than at least 10 seasons. George wanted more than 10 seasons, but the Triple D's didn't want to do it. So,
they don't have any source material to go by.
No. Bye-bye. Go work on Star Wars in your slavery show that you want so bad. That never came out. And in the Star Wars show that you guys were fired from. What's the next project?
They deserved it. That's so BO.
You own the IP. Why are you letting two writers dictate when your show ends?
Right. You're right. I would have hired Kevin Feige.
That's a fact. Kevin, write this.
Yes, sir. But yeah, overall, I'm a fan. I'm a fan already of this show, man.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm gonna be checking in.
And I agree with you, man. I can't wait. I want to watch it live every single week, bro.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy that experience. I didn't get to enjoy it until season 8, and we know season 8 was a stinker of a season.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed for 6 weeks straight.
That's a fact.
And this one was a great episode, man. That's a fact. I can't wait for
this. I will say, I rewatched Game of Thrones this year in preparation for this show. Ugh. The last season is not as bad when you binge it, when you're not waiting for it, and like you just, and the fact that you know what's coming. Still dumb.
The Battle of Winterfell.
It's still dumb though. You can't see it. There's no point.
I'm gonna still turn the brightness up.
Nah, it doesn't work.
I'm gonna have my iPhone light. Try to see everything. Oh God, I don't want to talk about season 8. Yeah, my blood pressure gonna go up.
Let's not do that. But I think that's pretty much everything. You watching Star Wars Andor?
No.
Okay.
Yo, Yo, but know what? But all jokes aside, and the same thing happened with She-Hulk, which you alluded to. Like, eventually, I'm gonna be bored and be like, "Let me throw this."
Look, man, I was talking to one shit about She-Hulk, and not only did I watch it the day it came out, I enjoyed it.
That's a fact. And same thing with Shang-Chi. I'm gonna just shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm never gonna shut up because I love hating on shit before it comes out and being wrong about it.
I do. Why?
Because it makes entertaining fucking content.
It does.
I don't like being the guy that just loves everything before it comes out.
Right. No, but that's a fact. It's good to be wrong on those things.
Though. Yeah.
Those are things I'd much rather
not be excited for something and end up liking it than being excited for something and end up hating it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I pretty much liked everything we talked about today. Like, it was all cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
Oh, just on some catch-up news real quick. Matt Reeves signed.
Yes, sir.
Officially signed on with Warner Brothers Discovery. Not only just to pen, and direct Batman 2, but also to expand his Batman universe. So they're going to let him do whatever he wants in that universe. So I guess that involves the Penguin show, whatever other shows that he wants to do and stuff like that. And I actually rewatched the Batman again yesterday.
So, it's on HBO all the time.
Yeah. Still fantastic.
Literally.
Well, you noticed that out of all the movies that were part of that deal, that one's been on that one. They haven't taken that one off of HBO at all.
They won't.
They won't. Yeah, it's probably. You know how much money it's probably generating for them, or just like
I know
viewership.
I pay for the whole deal.
Yeah.
Nah, but Discovery's the most gangster people in the industry right now.
That's a fact.
They smoking shows like
left and right, man. Like left and right. It's the end of the Godfather. It's the ending montage.
Yes, they are gangster.
That's a fact. I mean, I don't really care. I had no intention of watching any of those shows anyway. You know why they cut the shows, right? So you don't have to pay residuals.
You're right.
It's fucked up.
I still would have released Batwoman or whatever that shit does.
Not Batwoman. Oh, Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
I still would. I mean, it's done already. You might as well just release it.
And you saw Ezra Miller apologize.
I don't care.
I don't accept it.
I don't give a shit about Ezra Miller and his apology. Wipe my ass with it.
Well, it was apparently the rumor is it was between that and scrapping the entire movie.
Of course he had to do that.
So.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
But he'll be arrested in a couple weeks.
He will be.
And like, I don't even know, some middle America town.
Beating up an old woman at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Beating up a kid at Chuck E. Cheese. That's right. Fuck that guy.
Matter of fact, he's Voldemort. His name should not be named. He should not be named.
Oh man!
But if there's nothing else, man, yeah, this ended up being longer than I thought it was because I thought we were gonna do like 45 minutes, hour.
I enjoyed everything we talked about,
though. That's a fact. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So we'll be back next week. Don't know what we'll be talking about, but I'm sure it'll have something to do with a movie.
We'll figure it out.
Or a TV show.
Well, we'll be discussing Game of Thrones again. Excuse me, I gotta stop saying that. House of Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
I can't disrespect
it. Its formal name is Game of Thrones: House of the Dragon.
Yeah, but let's call
it House.
Let's call House of Dragon. I want to be respectful to the.
You want to call it Hot D?
We're not doing that.
You're not gonna call it Hot D?
No.
That's what it is.
If you want to call it that, go ahead.
I'm watching Hot D.
All right, that's cool, bro. Whatever floats your boat.
Oh man. But yeah, if you guys have, of course, I don't have the outro in front of me, but yeah, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns about the shit they'll be watching or be talking about, email us at thestoopkidspod@gmail.com. As always, I'm Kai.
It's your boy Ralphie.
And we'll see you on the stoop. Maybe next week, maybe not. Who knows? This is In Another Thing, and we're signing off.
Later. Peace.